9. What is the Second Coming? Christ's Second Coming, which is sure as God, is merely the correction of mistakes and the return of sanity. It is a part of the condition that restores the never lost and reestablishes what is forever and forever true. It is the invitation to God's Word to take illusion's place, the willingness to let forgiveness rest upon all things without exception and without reserve. It is the all-inclusive nature of Christ's second coming that permits it to embrace the world and hold you safe within its gentle advent, which encompasses all living things with you. There is no end to the release the second coming brings, as God's creation must be limitless. Forgiveness lights the second coming's way because it shines on everything as one, and thus is oneness recognized at last. The second coming ends the lessons that the Holy Spirit teaches, making way for the last judgment, in which learning ends in one last summary that will extend beyond itself and reaches up to God. The second coming is the time in which all minds are given to the hands of Christ, to be returned to Spirit in the name of true creation and the will of God. The second coming is the one event in time which time itself cannot affect. For everyone who ever came to die, or yet will come, or who is present now, is equally released from what he made. In this equality is Christ restored as one identity, in which the sons of God acknowledge that they all are one. And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation, and his only joy. Pray that the second coming will be soon, but do not rest with that. It needs your eyes and ears and hands and feet. It needs your voice. And most of all, it needs your willingness. Let us rejoice that we can do God's will and join together in its holy light. Behold, the Son of God is one in us, and we can reach our Father's love through him. Lesson 301. And God himself shall wipe away all tears. Father, unless I judge, I cannot weep, nor can I suffer pain or feel I am abandoned or unneeded in the world. This is my home, because I judge it not, and therefore is it only what you will. Let me today behold it uncondemned. Through happy eyes forgiveness has released from all distortion. Let me see your world instead of mine, and all the tears I shed will be forgotten, for their source is gone. Father, I will not judge your world today. God's world is happy. Those who look on it can only add their joy to it and bless it as a cause of further joy in them. We wept because we did not understand. But we have learned the world we saw was false, and we will look upon God's world today. Lesson 302. Where darkness was, I look upon the light. Father, our eyes are opening at last. Your holy world awaits us as our sight is finally restored and we can see. We thought we suffered, but we had forgot the Son whom you created. Now we see that darkness is our own imagining, and light is there for us to look upon. Christ's vision changes darkness into light, for fear must disappear when love has come. Let me forgive your holy world today, that I may look upon its holiness and understand it but reflects my own. Our love awaits us as we go to him and walks beside us, showing us the way. He fails in nothing. He, the end we seek, and He, the means by which we go to Him. Lesson 303. The Holy Christ is born in me today. Watch with me, angels, watch with me today. Let all God's holy thoughts surround me, and be still with me while heaven's Son is born. Let earthly sounds be quiet, and the sights to which I am accustomed disappear. Let Christ be welcomed where He is at home, and let Him hear the sounds He understands and see but sights that show His Father's love. Let Him no longer be a stranger here, for He is born again in me today. Your Son is welcome, Father. He has come to save me from the evil self I made. He is the self that You have given me. He is but what I really am in truth. He is the Son You love above all things. He is myself as You created me. It is not Christ that can be crucified. Safe in Your arms, let me receive Your Son. Lesson 304. Let not my world obscure the sight of Christ. I can obscure my holy sight if I intrude my world upon it. Nor can I behold the holy sights Christ looks upon unless it is His vision that I use. Perception is a mirror, not a fact. And what I look on is my state of mind reflected outward. I would bless the world by looking on it through the eyes of Christ, and I will look upon the certain signs that all my sins have been forgiven me. You lead me from the darkness to the light, from sin to holiness. Let me forgive and thus receive salvation for the world. It is Your gift, my Father, given me to offer to Your holy Son, that He may find again the memory of You and of Your Son as You created Him. Lesson 305. There is a peace that Christ bestows on us. Who uses but Christ's vision finds a peace so deep and quiet, undisturbable and wholly changeless, that the world contains no counterpart. Comparisons are still before this peace, and all the world departs in silence as this peace envelops it and gently carries it to truth, no more to be the home of fear. For love has come and healed the world by giving it Christ's peace. Father, the peace of Christ is given us because it is Your will that we be saved. Help us today but to accept Your gift and judge it not. For it has come to us to save us from our judgment on ourselves. Lesson 306. The gift of Christ is all I seek today. What but Christ's vision would I use today when it can offer me a day in which I see a world so like to heaven that an ancient memory returns to me? Today I can forget the world I made. Today I can go past all fear and be restored to love and holiness and peace. Today I am redeemed and born anew into a world of mercy and of care, of loving kindness and the peace of God. And so, our Father, we return to You, remembering we never went away, remembering Your holy gifts to us. In gratitude and thankfulness we come with empty hands and open hearts and minds, asking but what You give. We cannot make an offering sufficient for Your Son, but in Your love the gift of Christ is His. Lesson 307. conflicting wishes cannot be my will. Father, your will is mine, and only that. There is no other will for me to have. Let me not try to make another will, for it is senseless and will cause me pain. Your will alone can bring me happiness, and only yours exists. If I would have what only you can give, I must accept your will for me and enter into peace where conflict is impossible. Your Son is one with you in being and in will, and nothing contradicts the holy truth that I remain as you created me. And with this prayer, we enter silently into a state where conflict cannot come, because we join our holy will with God's in recognition that they are the same. Lesson 308. This instant is the only time there is. I have conceived of time in such a way that I defeat my aim. If I elect to reach past time to timelessness, I must change my perception of what time is for. Time's purpose cannot be to keep the past and future one. The only interval in which I can be saved from time is now. For in this instant has forgiveness come to set me free. The birth of Christ is now, without a past or future. He has come to give his present blessing to the world, restoring it to timelessness and love. And love is ever present, here and now. Thanks for this instant, Father. It is now I am redeemed. This instant is the time you have appointed for your Son's release and for salvation of the world in him. Lesson 309. I will not fear to look within today. Within me is eternal innocence, because it is God's will that it be there forever and forever. I, his Son, whose will is limitless as is his own, can will no change in this, for to deny my Father's will is to deny my own. To look within is but to find my will as God created it and as it is. I fear to look within because I think I made another will that is not true and made it real. Yet it has no effects. Within me is the holiness of God. Within me is the memory of him. The step I take today, my Father, is my sure release from idle dreams of sin. Your altar stands serene and undefiled. It is the holy altar to myself, and there I find my true identity. Lesson 310. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. This day, my Father, would I spend with you as you have chosen all my days should be, and what I will experience is not of time at all. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your holy Son, the sign your grace has come to me, and that it is your will I be set free today. We spend this day together, you and I, and all the world joins with us in our song of thankfulness and joy to him who gave salvation to us and who set us free. We are restored to peace and holiness. There is no room in us for fear today, for we have welcomed love into our hearts.